This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
So let's bring in Bob McKenzie, our NHL Network insider, Deb and EJ in New York. And do you hear anything out of Edmonton or anywhere else?
Not yet. It's just kind of percolating a little bit with Tom Rennie just being not having his contract renewed this past week. Steve Tambellini didn't put a real hard timeline on. Said he hopes to have something done by the draft, and I would suspect that he does. But he's certainly going to want to investigate and talk to some different people. I know Todd Nelson, who's done a real good job with their farm team in Oklahoma City, is a guy they want to talk to. But as I've said it before, I say it again, I would be really surprised if the next head coach of the Edmonton Oilers doesn't have NHL head coaching experience. And the Brent Sutter stuff's been out there for quite some time, and it seems like a logical fit. But we'll see where things head in the next few weeks. As I said, I don't think Steve Tambellini feels like anything needs to be done here in the next day or week or so, and that he'll probably take his time leading up towards the draft.
Hey, Bob, I saw an interesting story over the weekend where Dale Hunter was asked about Patrick Waugh and whether he would be, giving his thoughts about coaching in the National Hockey League, after being a part of a junior team. And let me get your thoughts on Patrick Waugh. We know the Montreal Canadiens are still looking for a coach. Is that does that make any sense still? I mean, what are you hearing about Patrick Waugh?
Well, I won't be the least bit surprised if the Montreal Canadiens talk to Patrick Waugh. I have said before, and I'd say it again, I'd be very surprised if they were to hire him. And that's no knock on Patrick Waugh. In fact, it's simply my read of the situation in Montreal with new general manager Marc Bergevin is that there, again, I think there's probably going to be a priority put on NHL head coaching experience for this Montreal Canadian team. And I think you're seeing that with a lot of teams. I just mentioned it for Edmonton. I would mention it again for Montreal. And I think the coaches that had the most success coming into situations last year, certainly in midseason anyways, were Ken Hitchcock and Daryl Sutter. And they had a wealth of experience coaching as head coaches in the National Hockey League. And I think that's the model that a lot of teams are looking at right now. And that's not to say that you can't come up with a guy who's never had NHL head coaching experience. I mean, Dale Hunter didn't have it, and he did pretty well, all things considered. And Patrick Waugh, like Dale Hunter, is a unique individual with a very strong personality. But I also think, given the fact that they're building a team with a rookie general manager, Marc Bergevin, that they may be looking for somebody who is probably, what's the word I'm looking for, probably less of an iconic figure. And anywhere Patrick goes, he leaves a pretty big wake behind him. And I think they'd rather bring somebody in who just wants to coach the team. And I think if Patrick, I wouldn't speak for him, but my understanding is if Patrick Waugh wants to coach in the National Hockey League, he probably wants the Scotty Bowman type director of personnel title that Bowman had in the Detroit era, when he was had a big say in terms of what players show up to be on the team. And all coaches obviously need to have a good relationship with their GM, but at the end of the day, a coach's job description is basically taking the players the general manager gives them. And I think if Patrick Waugh is going to be a coach in the National Hockey League, he probably wants to have some far-reaching powers that would ensure success for him.
Bob, I know you're keeping an eye on the Memorial Cup this year, as always, and you've been impressed with Brandon Gormley, the defenseman for Shawinigan, and he's another Phoenix Coyotes draft pick. I mean, it's been a good spring, I guess, for the Coyotes. They go to the conference final, and they have young Gormley playing so well there. I mean, I can imagine him someday on a blue line with Yandel and Ekman-Larsson. Tell me a little bit about Gormley.
Well, he's just a real smart, heady defenseman who doesn't blow you away with, he doesn't physically intimidate you. He he's not rushing up the ice crazily and generating offense at every moment of the game. But he does put up some numbers, and he had a good offensive game yesterday for Shawinigan against London in the Memorial Cup. And he's just a real smart, mobile puck handling defenseman that again, he doesn't physically beat you up, but he's got a real good stick in one-on-one situations and is able to play a strong two-way game. And it was important for Shawinigan. They'd had about a month off because they got beat in the second round of the Quebec League playoffs. And it's pretty tough to have that much time off and come in and be up against teams like London and the Edmonton Oil Kings and the Quebec League champion St. John Sea Dogs. And Shawinigan lost a real close one to the Oil Kings on day one of the tournament, but did a nice job of bouncing back and scoring a pretty big win on Sunday against the London Knights. And Gormley was a big part of that. And again, you don't want to, you know, insert anybody in the lineup before they're ready, but boy, oh boy, I'd be surprised if Gormley doesn't find a spot on the Phoenix Blue Line next season.
Well, one thing we know about these Memorial Cups is there's players on all four of the teams still left that won them, coaches too. They have such an impact when they get to the NHL. Thank you so much, Bob. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bob.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.